Yes, indeed. Andy and I are both anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have, either by phone or by text. You can call it in. You can text it in. Just one number for either, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I am doing quite well. It's a nice day. It feels a little bit humid, but we'll take it. Hey, it's July 19th. It's all good, and I hope you have had a good week. Catch us up on what the crews of at Lindis Construction have been up to. What have they been busy doing this past week?
Well, this time of year, every division is firing on all cylinders. Roofing, both asphalt and metal roofing crews have been working on stuff all week. All of the siding crews have been working on a variety believe it or not, this week we were installing vinyl, steel, and LP smart side. So a couple of different types of siding getting installed around Minnesota and western Wisconsin. And we actually got to do some remodeling of the WCCO building at the State Fair for everyone to check out. Heck, we're about, what, a month, 5 weeks away from the fair?
Yes, and I just learned that I'm going to be out there the very first Saturday to check that out myself. So
nice. As will I.
Yeah, good. Well, you'll have to give us a bit of a tour there and explain what's going on to our listeners. That'll be fun.
Well, we have a couple of things this year at the fair, Denny. We put new solar shingles on the CCO building there. We did some upgrading to the windows, the railing system on the deck system. And we'll have a Lindis Construction representative at the fair all year long. And one of the things that we've decided you're going to be able to get for about $100 off, it's not much, but we're only talking about something that's going to cost about $200. So that's the annual subscription to the Lindis Maintenance Program, where we do an inspection of your house every year, address any caulking that's failing, look at all of the flashings and update the pictures for what you need. One of the things that we've added to our maintenance program is recommendations on the homeowner's insurance policy. And so not only are you going to get the recommended maintenance schedule for your home, you're also going to get a hard look at what you should be looking for in a homeowner's insurance policy, because over the last month and a half, the crazy variety of insurance policies that we ran into, whether you have the matching endorsement, whether or not you have anything to do with cosmetic damage, where your deductibles are. And it's pretty crazy that for not a lot of money and just asking the right questions, you can make sure that you have the proper coverage for your home should you go through a storm. Because I'm getting real sick and tired of running into people that have, like this week, ran into somebody with a roof that's 10 years old. And the insurance company will remain nameless, because last time we talked about them, they sent some letters our way. But the deductible, Denny, was 50% of the roof. Well, this is a giant home with a couple of outbuildings. So the deductible was about $40,000.
Oh, my
where
goodness.
A year ago, it would have been $2,000 with that policy. And that was something that changed over a year without the customer really knowing, because it came in a letter to him with the bill. And that's just – so our customers, we're going to make sure that they're aware of everything, and they're going to get a packet specific for their home with recommendations of what you should look for in a homeowner's policy and the type of coverage you get. So we're pretty excited. You're going to be able to – normally it goes for $399 at the fair. We're going to be selling it for $299. And we've taken a couple of our best people. These are people with over 15 years of Lindis Construction experience. Not experience as a carpenter, with over 15 years of experience at Lindis Construction that'll be doing – these maintenance programs and inspections of your home. So we're pretty excited about it. And I think it's as we've run into a lot of houses, Denny, that if this maintenance would have been done, would have saved that customer hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Like just take caulking. Like the amount of times I'm replacing siding, hardy board or any type of cement board, even some of the wood products that are out there, and like LP. If the caulking fails, the siding's going to fail a lot faster than it was intended to. So if this is the product that's intended to last 50 years, you know, this annual inspection that everybody should be doing, not to mention the air infiltration, water infiltration around windows, the flashings, getting the roof cleared off, making sure that the downspouts are free and clear, that there's no debris in anything. You know, not everyone has leaf guard like you, but we're hopeful that more and more people make that decision.
What a great idea. And I know we're going to get a lot of people saying, hey, would have Andy explain that once again. Now, let's talk about the fair, where people will find out more information there. Where is Linda's going to be? You guys still in the grandstand?
Yep, we're still in the lower level of the grandstand, and we'll have a representative at the WCCO building every single day as well that you can talk to, and we'll have some samples there. And we got some pretty cool giveaways that we're giving away every year or every day. And one lucky winner is going to receive a very large gift certificate to Linda's Construction every day. We've pulled all the stops out this year at the fair, Denny. We're going all in, and it's been a minute since we've had a lot of fun at the fair, and we're going to hopefully create some buzz. And like I said, somebody's going to be winning $5,000 to $10,000 in home improvements every single day at the fair. We worked really hard with our partners, both in the supply houses and the manufacturers, to be able to do these types of giveaways. So there's going to be even somebody that gets a free roof this year.
Wow.
At the fair.
I guess you're going big time. You're going all out. It's kind of hard to believe, but it always comes up so quickly. Like you said, we're pretty close to about a month away from the Minnesota State Fair. And again, you can see Linda's Construction at the grandstand. Exactly what are you near? So as far as landmarks go there at the grandstand, which is easy to find, obviously. Lower level, though.
Yep, the lower level of the grandstand will have a leaf guard working display there, a few different types of windows that you can take a look at, our sun tunnels that you can take a look at. But like the nice thing why we updated the WCCO building is now you can actually swing by that place and see almost everything that Linda's Construction installs, the leaf guard, the decking, the windows, the siding, and the roofing that we install is now all on the WCCO building, including the GAF Energy solar shingles. And it turned out pretty fabulous.
I'm anxious to see that. And we will definitely be there. And we'd love to talk to folks when they stop out. So we'll talk again as we get closer to the great Minnesota get-together. Hang on, Andy. We'll take this quick break. Let's again invite, we have some texters texting in some questions. We'll get to those. If you text in your home improvement question or call it in, either way, here's the number, 651-461-9226 from Newstalk 830 WCCO. Hey, good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show, always presented by Linda's Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You have a project in mind. Maybe you're interested in that inspection service that Andy was just talking about. Call them, 844-9-LINDIS, or certainly if you're in the neighborhood of the grandstand of the Minnesota State Fair, do stop out and check out all the services and products that Linda's has there. You will be amazed. Andy, I'm looking at a text from a listener that has a question about that service you were talking about. Is that available on a one-time basis? Maybe you could back up a little bit and explain, listeners who joined us a little bit late, what we're talking about here.
Yeah, what the Linda's maintenance program is going to be is one of our professionals are going to come out to your house, do an annual inspection of your home. During this inspection, we'll be taking a variety of photographs, updating our internal software that creates a 3D model that gives you all of the dimensions of every window, door, siding, roofing, you name it, for your records. It's also going to come up with this is our recommended maintenance program for you on what you should be doing around your house and paying attention to around your house. It's also going to have recommendations for purchasing homeowners insurance, just to know, just I've over the last couple of months, I think a lot of people need education on their policies and what's covered and how to handle. So do you have wind or hail damage or even a tree falling on your house? And during this time, we're going to be able to inspect things like all of the caulking around your home, all of the flashings around your house, anywhere that water or air could infiltrate your home. We're going to address those needs. A lot of times we see debris sitting on roofs or in valleys. We're going to clear that off. So as much as we possibly can accomplish in a 1 hour time frame is what we're going to do to make sure that the customers are taken care of. Now, typically when people are asking about a one-time service, they're more looking at a repair that's needed to be done. So typically that's a half day job. And we offer those all the time. So whether it's roofing, siding, or window repair, if we can get the parts, we can usually do those types of repairs.
Now, in talking about the Minnesota State Fair and at the grandstand where Lindus is located, are people, and maybe you told me this already, are people able to sign up for that there at the grandstand?
Absolutely, and at the WCCO booth there.
All right.
As well. We'll have that capability in both places. And every time you get an estimate from somebody at Lindus Construction, we'll go over that plan as well with our existing customers. So it's we're pretty excited about it as a whole. And one thing I'm happy about, or most excited about, is we're going to be saving people lots of money, not only in their energy bills from air infiltration problems that they have or air quality problems that they have inside their attic, but just by maintaining your home. Sometimes you can, I'd rather have people spend money on remodeling projects that they really, really want, not that they have to do because something's leaking or failing at an age that's way too young for that type of product to fail. I see way too many siding jobs that are 15, 20 years old that people are talking about replacing, or windows that are 10 years old they want to replace, or roofing that's 10 years old that needs to be replaced. So hopefully we can extend the life of some of these products in one of the harshest environments in the country to do home improvements.
Yeah, and that's really being proactive. That's a great idea. I'm looking at a text, Andy, and I can certainly recommend to listener, since that visit from Lindus is always free, whether you're talking about roofing, remodeling, windows, whatever the case may be. Let me just read the text, and you can give me your answer. This listener is thinking about a remodel, not a kitchen, and extending the existing home out back and changing some of the adjacent rooms. Well, their question is, what rule of thumb would you use as a cost per square foot? Not looking for a very precise estimate, but just a reference to help assess if it is economically feasible for us to even consider. Well, what I'd recommend is to call Lindus. Again, that first visit is free. Let someone come out and give you a whole estimate. At least you're going to be more accurate, and you'll know where to go from there. What do you say?
Absolutely, because it can be so subjective. There's just so many variables in looking at cost per foot or per square foot when remodeling or building a home. Remodeling, if you were to just look it up online, and I did right now, and we have all this crazy artificial intelligence that we can go and take a look at. $15 to $400 a square foot is what online says. And that's as a big a variety as you can get on your square foot pricing. So a lot of it's going to depend on the type of remodeling you're going to be doing, what rooms you're going to want to remodeling, what type of foundation has to be done, the structural things, the electric, and then you got to look at all the finishings. The finishings can make a big, big difference in a remodeling project. So where I've seen the difference of a remodel that cost $80,000 for doing some kitchen work and some bathroom work and was a pantry, that remodeling could have gone from $80,000 to $190,000 depending on the finishings that were picked by that customer. So that's one of the nice things when you meet with with like a fellow like Luke, who's been on the radio and done the radio show for us on countless times now. He's going to go over step by step what everything is, and going to give you a ballpark. And then we have a designer that comes in after him, an interior designer that helps you pick all the finishings and can really lock it in. Like, this is what it's going to cost. You know, there may still be some allowances that we have to work our way through for plumbing and electricity, but I'm telling you, it's well worth it. And it's not a waste of time to get one of our people to come out and go over those numbers with you. And when it comes to three season or four season porches, Luke and that team is as good as anybody in the Twin Cities at doing that kind of thing.
Boy, you are, I second that for sure. Luke is, for those that don't know, I mean, Luke has built his own homes. I mean, this guy has been in the construction business for years, and he knows his stuff as well as the other Lindis folks. So, yeah, do that. Whatever your project to that particular texter, or anyone, whatever your project in mind, small or big, call this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS, L-I-N-D-U-S, 844-9-LINDIS. We have more questions to get answered. We have about another half hour of the show to go. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show, presented every week by our friends at Lindis Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindis, of course, answering those questions as he does every week. Looking at more text. By the way, if you do have a question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Do you repair, texter says, or give an opinion on existing condo roofs? On condo units that are stacked above each other and where rain is coming behind and down the siding and from a beam above. You've probably seen that before. But what kind of work does Linda? I know you do condo work for sure.
Yeah, we work with housing associations and multifamily buildings on the regular. And, you know, depending on, you know, every condo has their own rules, or every housing association has their own rules, whether the board allows you to do repair. I'm not sure. That might be something you have to take a look into, but we repair roofs and siding pretty regular. And we have a couple of housing associations in the Twin Cities we work with now where we've done work for, and we continue to maintain and do those types of inspections and light work. I'm having a little hard time visualizing where water's coming down a beam and on the outside of the siding. I'm not sure.
It doesn't say, and I'm wondering if that's not the inside.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't
coming
say.
On the inside, but water leaks, when left alone, cause hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of damage. So if this is getting behind the siding, this can be framing, sheathing, windows, insulation, and then you got to put new siding and house wrap and everything on the outside. So this is sometimes these are the types of things that, if maintained and you get the leak to stop, you know, that type of work can be, you know, a half a day of maintenance versus a $15,000-$20,000 exterior remodel. So if you have leaking behind your siding, it's not something to wait around for. I'd try to get this addressed as soon as possible, and we would gladly come out and take a look at it and let you know what we can and can't do. That's a nice thing. If we can repair it, we're going to let you know. But if we can't, well, we also have the ability to do those bigger scopes of work, and the majority of the things that we do are whole exterior remodels. So if it can't be repaired, we'll let you know. But if it can, we'll be able to take care of it in pretty quick order.
Andy, with talk about water damage, when Lindis comes to someone's home to put on the leaf guard gutter system, and I'm wondering what other, you know, these gutter gizmo people do. If you see some issue, like some rotted wood somewhere, I mean, you're going to alert the homeowner, right? You're not just going to slap up the leaf guard gutter system and say bye-bye. I mean, you always look at top and bottom, right?
Yeah, well, and Danny, when we come out and do this free estimate, Yeah. We have the diagnostic tools to take a look. In fact, that's what all the people that this past couple of weeks, we've been working heavily on with those people on what to look for on the front end and what diagnostic tools should be used every single time. And we've made our guys do some video stuff at the beginning of these estimates that we can not only show the homeowners, but that we can take a look at as managers and educate all of the salespeople or estimators on those things. And some of the videos I saw on gutter repair this week, one, we've again filled the dumpster full of screens, gizmos, and gadgets people have tried to use to keep leaves and debris out of their gutters. And I got a lot of video that'll be going on Facebook this week of gutters completely full that had screens or covers over the top of them. And we have video a couple of times this week of guys getting cameras underneath the fascia board because it was pulling loose from the house because of rotten rafter tails. So gutters that were leaking on one particular job caused over $2,000 worth of damage to the soffit and rafter tails. This is the structure part of your roof. So there was some insulation that had to get replaced, some attic chutes. Those are the styrofoam chutes that go up in your soffit so your attic can vent properly. And soffit had to get replaced in all of the fascia board. So there was like five rafters that were completely rotten out. And it's something to consider. Like the more weight that you allow your gutters to have, if water can sit in there, that means ice can sit in there. If there's a bunch of tree debris in there, that means water is going to sit in there. And that's going to eventually start to pull loose. Now, if that starts to fill up and it starts to go back into the fascia board or soffit, it's going to start to rot things away, and it's going to make it easier for those gutters to pull loose. So it makes for an easy tear out for us because a lot of times it's just a couple more pounds of pressure and the entire gutter system falls off. Or like on this particular job that we were putting new leaf guard on, when we took the gutters off, the fascia came with it and some of the soffit area came with it. And now we're took a 1 day job and turned it into a 3 day job. That's again, something that could have been avoided with some annual maintenance.
Speaking of roofing and gutters, looking at a text that actually came in earlier this morning, I just rediscovered it. It says, good morning, guys. I've been with you guys forever. Well, we appreciate that. They also love Lindus, it looks like. In fact, they had the Lindus install leaf guard gutters 2 years ago. And this texter has heard us talking about when you have a lot of water, they have a huge roof area. And the gutters sometimes can't keep up with the volume. Texter says, you said you can put a funnel or something in the area above the downspouts to deal with the volume. Could you please explain it? And certainly Lindus could come out to that customer's address to check that out. But what, you know, if you've got a house with a huge roof area and that, and just because of physics, the water is rushing down, what's the remedy for that?
Well, you know, for forever, we've used a 3x4-inch downspout, which ordinary gutters have a 2x3-inch downspout. So 6 square inches versus 12 square inches. A couple of years ago, we went to a even wider mouth that the downspout is, that's 10 inches wide by 4 inches deep. So you're getting 40 square inches of opening. So it handles a higher volume of water at a faster pace. So even little things like shingle rocks get inside the gutters, they're able to wash out. Now, if you're talking about valley areas, leaf guard, even our we do a 6-inch open gutter, industrial size open gutter. In some valley areas, the only way to handle that is to put a deflector on that area. The bad part about the deflector, like one of my valleys on my house, Denny, I know that on the heaviest rains, I'm going to get a little bit of overshooting there. It's never enough water that damages anything. I don't have any splash back up on the siding. I don't have any landscaping issues in that area. But I know if I put a deflector up there, now it's going to collect tree debris behind it. It's going to have to be cleaned out a couple of times a year. So I watched it and realized that it was never enough water that it damages anything. So I decided not to put a deflector up there. We can definitely have that conversation with this customer, but I'm wondering if just changing some of those downspouts to the wide mouth will be enough. Sometimes the way the house is set up, Denny, we're not allowed to put on enough downspouts that are needed. Typically, about 30 linear feet of gutter to one downspout is about the max on the heaviest rains that any type of gutter system can handle. And that's something to keep in mind. Sometimes the designs of these homes were, especially if there's corners involved. So one thing to keep in mind when you're looking at designing a how water gets away from your house, where corners are typically installed level. So it's a natural slowdown of water in that area, because in order to get the miter to line up, you got to install that area the same height, so the gutter system is level. Otherwise, it's going to leak in that miter. The caulking or the sealant is not going to hold up over time. It's going to pull loose. So typically, at an inside or outside corner, those are installed level, and then you start to slope again towards the downspout. About a quarter inch every 10 feet on a perfectly level home is about what you need to get the proper flow of water. The one nice thing about LeafGuard is you can have one of our technicians come out as a free service. We'll take a look at the gutter system and make any recommendations that we have to do from there.
I know that, from personal experience, that the Lindis, when the gutters and downspouts are just magnificent, and they're away from the house, so I've never ever had water in the basement. But do your crew see that and recommend maybe sometimes when they see the sloping toward the house instead of mounting it away? Do you guys see that often, that it should be landscaped differently?
Yep, all the time. And if our estimators miss it, our installation crews will not miss it. There's some processes that we have to go through, and there's always checks and balances. That's the nice part. Our estimators almost never miss this, because we also offer underground systems, Denny, with the pop-up. So we can put the drain tile in for you with the pop-up somewhere in your yard. So those yards where the landscaping is naturally flowing back to the house, obviously, we don't want to put more water into it and bring it back at the foundation. So those are the best option for places like that. If you're not going to redo the landscaping, is to go underground with it and get the water to come out somewhere where the ground starts to slope away from the house. Or we've even gone above ground, 10, 15 feet in order to get there. I don't like to do that because they're going to get stepped on eventually and have to get replaced. Or people try to bend them back, or they don't do anything with them at all. Now we're defeating the purpose. Now you got water coming back at the house. So something to keep in mind, but we'll walk through all of that. And a lot of times, if that's where your existing downspouts are, maybe we change the location of the downspout and run the water someplace else. We'll be able to walk through those options as well.
All right. Very good, Andy. Hang on. We'll take this quick break. Be right back with more. We've got a few text messages to answer. 651-461-9226 on our Home Improvement Show. We'll be back. 72 degrees now in the Twin Cities. Stay with us. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindis Construction. You have a project in mind. You want to get Lindis out to your house? Call them. Call them this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS. Well, Andy, is July 19th to be exact. I always like to ask you, what kind of deals can be had this month at Lindis?
We have 75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin, LeafGuard gutters, and GAF Class 4 roofing.
Excellent. 844-9-LINDIS. Yeah, get a hold of them this coming week. Here's something we don't have too often anymore. We used to get it all the time. Good morning, Texter says, I have sanded some of my cedar deck boards. Does that close the pores on the boards, or is it okay to stain over it right now? And I know you've given this instruction before, but we have so many times. What should this listener do?
I would use a brightener and conditioner on the wood. So anytime you sand, that's going to create friction and heat, and it can close the pores of the wood. Just like when we get decking for the first time, a lot of times it has what we call a mill glaze on it. And and that's going to make it harder for the stain to penetrate the wood and make it as long lasting as it possibly can be. So for the time and effort that it takes and the dollars that it would take to get a brightener and conditioner, I think it's well worth it, and it can be the difference of your stain lasting, you know, 1 year versus three.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that project. A labor of love. Another deck question, as a matter of fact. What brand do you think is the best for what they call artificial deck boards?
You know, that's a great way to label it, because it's not just composites anymore. There's a variety of materials, like the Millboard product that I think is the best decking that we offer currently is a cement-based product. And it has the least amount of fails, least amount of warranty claims. I have it installed on a very, very high traffic area of my house, and there's not a mark on it yet. And at my home, I have four types of artificial decking installed, so I can see how it weathers, if it ever gets slippery, if it ever frosts up, how it does with expansion and contraction. It's installed in a couple of different manners as well that are acceptable by code and by the manufacturers. So we can see what lasts the longest. And I can tell you, every single deck I have at my home has an issue with it, except for the Millboard. Even a couple of the railing systems I have to do some warranty claims on with some paint. And one of the railing systems we don't offer anymore because of that. So I can just tell you, and it's full sun exposure. Like, why I did it at my home in the areas I did is because everything that you can throw at a deck, my deck has. Like, it's the entrance to my house. It's a full sun area. It's a long span as well, which can make a difference. And there's a couple of different levels. So there's a few different stairs. We did some picture framing and a different type of framing. But I have the very, very first composite decking that when it first hit the market, circa, I want to say 1989, on one of my decks.
Yeah.
And so that would be my father installed it when he owned the house. And then I have, the other decking will remain nameless, but every decking that I've installed there, we've looked at offering it to customers or have offered it to customers. And the only one I still feel really, really comfortable recommending as a lifetime solution would be the Millboard decking. I think everything else is going to have some maintenance and some repairs you're going to have to do over the lifespan of it. But Millboard is hands down, I think, the best. Now, I think this porcelain decking that we're going to be testing, Millboard to run for its money as far as longevity and maintenance goes. So, we got the samples in this week, and we're going to be looking at installing it on a couple of different test areas that we can get through the winter with it, and maybe next spring we're offering it to customers.
And you brought it up in earlier shows. I'd be anxious to see what application would that be something? Can it be put on any deck or strictly one that's basically just off the ground?
So the same way we frame for Millboard or any of the other artificial decks, the non-wood decks, you would use that framing, and then there's a aluminum frame that goes on over the top of that framing that the porcelain decking snaps into.
How about that? All right. I know we're almost out of time here. We've got a couple of minutes to go, and we've got some text messages yet. Here's one, Andy. My Hardy siding is pulling away from the side of the house. It was built new in 2016. That's their comment. What would you do in that case?
If it can be repaired, great. But chances are there's some installation errors with that siding. It's pretty rare that I don't see installation errors, especially on new construction with the cement board siding. And my fear is you're having some water damage, and that's why it's pulling loose. But we can definitely take a look at it, and if it can be repaired, we'll let you know. I've been seeing some rough ones that a couple of these siding projects repairs that we're on, very similar to this, you know, installed in the, you know, 2010s to 2020, somewhere in there. And I don't know how they passed inspection. I really don't, because there's so many installation years on this one project I was looking at. It's going to be a $60,000-$70,000 redo on a house that's less than 10 years old. There's more face nails and exposed fasteners and stuff going on with this project that the siding is failing everywhere. It's bowing everywhere. It's rotting out in numerous places where I'm worried that we're going to find some of the sheathing rot now as well. So if you're seeing siding pull loose, usually it means water or the fasteners weren't installed. The best case scenario was a fastener problem and there's no water problem, but usually means that there's water damage somewhere. Like that hardy can start to disintegrate when it comes in contact with water, which means it's probably not a good solution for the exterior of the home, but we'll just leave that there. and we've done water tests, but when it comes, if it's not installed right or sealed right, and water can get to the cement part of that siding, it starts to disintegrate. And when it starts to disintegrate, the fasteners let loose, and that's where you see the siding come off. And without seeing pictures, it's a complete guess. But I would call Linda soon, and we can come out and take a look at it, and hopefully we can repair it. But if not, you know, you might be looking at some warranty claims. I'm not sure, but I haven't had good luck with those types of warranty claims with that particular manufacturer as of yet.
Andy, we've got about maybe time for a 30-second answer, and I'm sorry to shorten you like this. What's happening, Texas says, when rain is running behind my rain gutter and into my soffit?
Nothing good. A lot of rotten wood would be my guess, and why it's getting there is because your gutters don't have a proper apron, and your roof works with it uses surface tension. Water uses surface tension, curls around the shingles, and if there's not a proper flashing there, it's going to get behind the fascia, and then it's going to keep running down your soffit. I've even seen where it starts to leak inside the house in the ceiling. So something you're going to want to address right away. If you're not comfortable with it, I would get a professional to take a look at it soon.
And a quick follow-up on millboard. What do you use to clean it?
Just some soap and water and a hose.
And that's it. Doesn't have to be any proprietary soap at all.
No. There's you know, every manufacturer has their cleaners and stuff that they sell with it, but use Dawn dish soap a little bit in a bucket with a scrub brush. You know, wet the surface, little scrub brush on there, and then wipe it off with a hose, and you're good to go. I'm telling you, millboard doesn't get that dirty. It really doesn't. I've only washed my deck once in 3 years.
That's great. Good product. Andy, we're out of time. Thanks so much. We'll talk more next week and talk more about the State Fair as well. That's coming up in just about a month or so. Have a great week, Andy.
You as well, Benny. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Andy Lindis. Yeah, give him a call, 844-9-LINDIS, with any project you may have in mind. Danny Long, thanking you for your company today. Ryan Perpich, thank you for producing this masterpiece. And here on News Talk 830 WCCO.